So last Thursday, a 34-year-old wins $1 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket in New York. Only the convenience store clerk told him, yeah, you won $1,000. Here's your money. And then apparently the convenience store clerk pocketed the ticket and then tried to cash himself. Customer ended up getting suspicious about the whole deal, called police. Now the clerk has been arrested for grand larceny.
Wow.
Cheater. Well,
if you have a day tonight, you may want to reconsider either changing it or just not going, because there's a good chance you're going to get stood up. According to a new study by Match.com, you're 4 times more likely to be stood up on a Monday than a weekend night. Saturday nights are the best nights for dates. Fridays are second best, and Mondays are the worst. Not really surprised by any of that.
Because it's a Monday, yes.
Yeah. Here are the top 6 reasons people cancel dates. Getting asked out by someone else who seemed like a better option. Not being able to afford it. Being too tired. Work. Needing to hit the gym after going out too much over the weekend. And being sick.
Another survey by CNN found the top 5 most annoying things people do on planes, if you're going to have any air travel over the upcoming holidays: kicking or bumping the seat in front of them, reclining the seat, hogging the bathroom, going barefoot, and neglecting personal hygiene before flying.
I'm so happy I don't have to travel over the holiday. No surprise here, but The Hunger Games: Catching Fire took the #1 spot at the box office. Brought in a lot of money on a pace, you know, to break some records. Top 5 movies at the box office: Free Birds brought in $5.3 million. Delivery Man, not doing so good, but ended up at #4 with $8.2 million. The Best Man Holiday brought in another $12.5 million to come in at #3. Thor: The Dark World brought in $14.1 million. And The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, $161 million this weekend.
So you're saying it wasn't even close then?
Not even remotely close. And like I said, it had one of the top 5 biggest opening weekends of all time. And it just started. So we'll see how much it grosses over the next couple weeks.
Everyone's heard of Take Your Daughter to Work Day. A 19-year-old woman in Florida tried to take her 1-year-old to work with her. The problem is she works in the world's oldest profession. Fortunately, her boyfriend wouldn't let her take the 1-year-old. She ended up punching and scratching the boyfriend and was arrested for domestic violence. Now he has custody of the baby.
Thank goodness.
And the Florida Department of Children and Families is investigating. Yeah, you can't take your baby to work if you're working in that line of work. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. You'll find them right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.